Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Anna Renault. The show is Anna's Journey. We are back on the air. July is going to be a very busy month, and today we are going to be talking about MedStar Union Memorial Hospital and their cancer unit. It has been part of the Anna's Journey in the past, and I'm really glad to make contact with the new social worker there, Maria Cole, and hopefully Maria is going to have time this morning to give us a call and talk about just what's going on at MedStar Union Memorial Hospital. It is part of the MedStar Health System here in the Maryland, D.C. area. MedStar has 10 hospitals, numerous outpatient services, and it is a fantastic place to get health care. MedStar Union Memorial is actually a 223-bed acute care teaching hospital in Baltimore City. It is part of the Cancer Network for MedStar Health in the Baltimore area, along with MedStar Harbor Hospital, MedStar Good Samaritan, who are also both in Baltimore City, along with MedStar Franklin Square Hospital, which is in Baltimore County. It makes for a fantastic full coverage of any kind of cancer care that you would possibly need. Needless to say, Baltimore has tons of medical care, but I am proud to be partnering with MedStar Union Memorial to help raise awareness and to assist anyone impacted by the cancer, whether they be the patient, the family, or a friend and someone that's just trying to be a caregiver or a helper in some way. It is awesome to be able to just share who and what is going on within the cancer community. I also need to announce that our airtime sponsor today is Perfect Publishing. They help with mentoring, marketing, social media, and book launches. It is a fantastic company that can easily help publish your first book, or maybe it's your second, third, or fifth book. Get in touch with Ken Roshan at 1-855-646-8887. Get published now. If you need help, Ken will be glad to provide some assistance for you. You can also get in touch with them at info@perfectpublishing.com. Check out their website. There's lots of information there. There's certainly a list of authors. I happen to be one of them. They published my book in 2011. They are still marketing it. It is still selling. It is a fantastic publishing company. So good luck if you have a book in you. They will be glad to help you. Tell Perfect Publishing and Ken Roshan that Anna Renault said help you out. All right, let's bring our guest on the line. I don't like leaving guests sitting on hold for too long. So good morning, Maria. How are you today? You're
good
live
morning,
on the
Anna.
Air on Anna's Journey. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
It's been
Hi.
A little bit of confusion getting back and forth and getting my schedule straightened out, but Anna's Journey is back on the air, and we are going to be doing some awesome shows. So tell people just a little bit about yourself, Maria, and how you got connected with Union Memorial.
Sure, Anna. So I am a social worker and have been working in the field for a little bit over 6 years, and I've moved around the country a little bit, but ended up on the East Coast and was working, I'm still working actually, in the hospital systems here, and happened to find this position at Union Memorial for a cancer social worker, and over the course of my career, had drilled down to my interests, and one of those being healthcare and chronic condition and serious illness disease management. And so cancer, which is some disease that has touched my family and is close to my heart, was something that I was focusing on, happened upon this position, and got the offer, and here I am. I've been here about a little bit over 3 months, and really getting my feet wet and learning more about the resources in this area, and really enjoying that. So thank you for having me.
I am so glad that we do have you we certainly enjoyed having Jessica Fox there for quite some time, who is now traveling the world. It is unbelievable. But it is awesome because the social work position is one of the key pieces to any cancer treatment plan, team, all sorts of words that we can attach to it. And people don't always think of that. You know, you immediately mm-hmm. think of the doctor. You might immediately think of the nurse. Certainly the technician who gives you your treatment. But the social worker somehow doesn't seem to get to the top of the list. And yet you play such an important role, and which is, of course, one of the reasons I started Anna's Journey radio show, was to help raise some of that awareness. Because when you do get that diagnosis, and I think just about every patient I've ever talked to, and it's been a lot, you hear those words, you have cancer, and you're just immediately overwhelmed. And I can say, personally, that doesn't change whether it's the first time you're diagnosed or, in my case, the ninth time. It's still overwhelming. It's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Where do I go? What's next? And there is this person called a social worker that can help you figure that out. And yet, even sometimes I have to admit, doctors and nurses don't always say, have you talked to the social worker? By the way, we have a social worker that can help you. You know, it just drives me crazy. So I'm really glad that you found the position, that you're with us, even though it's been a couple of months. And Baltimore is an amazing place when it comes to having cancer in terms of resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to take you 3 years to meet them all. I don't want to overwhelm you. But there are just so many. And I went to a cancer conference just last Thursday, actually, at Best Western in Dundalk. The Baltimore County Cancer Coalition hosted it. It was a great event, had a couple of speakers. It was co-hosted by the Baltimore County Commission on Women, another mm-hmm. great resource that we never think about. Well, if we have all these commissions on women in each county, in the city, who are these people, who are these women who can help, and who do they know who can help? It's just awesome, unbelievable with the resources that are available out there. So let's talk about Union Memorial. You have a cancer unit there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a cancer center here at Union Memorial Hospital. We serve the greater Baltimore area and, again, serve patients, serve family members and loved ones with not just providing medical care, but, as you mentioned, Anna, also providing psychosocial support, or you mentioned the social worker and cancer programs, and that's the psychosocial part, not just providing for the medical care, but also helping patients and families navigate cancer and all the other parts that come along with a cancer diagnosis, the financial issues that might come up, maybe other practical issues like childcare, housing, maybe spiritual questions that people have, the psychological and emotional parts of receiving a cancer diagnosis. These are all things that we address as a team here at in the Cancer Center at Union Memorial.
Well, I know one of the big issues for a lot of people is transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you mentioned, there are the non-medical things. Maybe they need meals. Meals on Wheels
mm-hmm.
is available out there. I mean, these are everyday common sense things that we all take for granted when we're well, and then
mm-hmm.
you get sick. You know, how do you go grocery shopping when you can't stand the sight or smell or thought of eating?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are there resources out there to help? And we do have, I know Giant Food has a program called Peapod that they deliver groceries right to your front door. Actually,
mm-hmm.
the driver often carries them right into my kitchen. you know, these are some great resources that you need when you're going through chemo or radiation. It mm-hmm. just is so overwhelming of how do you get up every day, keep your house going, maybe your job, and get treatment, and do all this, you know, everyday life stuff when you're mm-hmm. just so overwhelmed. And
yeah.
it's awesome
yeah.
to have a social worker there that can help navigate some of that.
Yeah.
So,
you know.
So, go ahead.
I think that's probably one of the most important things that we do here, not just on the that the doctors or nurses do, but also the social worker, really evaluate how people are coping with a cancer diagnosis and how are they attempting to deal with the impact of a cancer diagnosis. And what we try to do is evaluate a person's and a family member's perhaps capacity to deal with that stress and then help provide that support, any necessary resources, guidance that they might need in order to do this as best as possible, with a cancer diagnosis it's unexpected. It's not something that people ask for or invite. And so to be able to sort of walk with people as they go through this and help them navigate that is really important to us. And I don't know how much you or the audience, as you may know a little bit about this, but there is a negative impact of stress on a person's health. And so if we are able to evaluate how people are doing and how they're dealing with that stress and then help provide those supports to manage that stress, then we're hoping that that leads to, you know, better health outcomes and overall just a better quality of life, even with a cancer diagnosis.
And you make a very good point there about the stress impacting your health. Whether it's
mm-hmm.
you or the caregiver or the spouse who may or may not be the caregiver, stress does cause all sorts of things, including heart attacks and other health issues, that
mm-hmm.
then throw another monkey wrench into the whole journey of going through cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there
mm-hmm.
are those of us with cancer who have other illnesses. You know, I happen to
right.
have a bad heart. I also happen to have lupus. You know, that stress then impacts all those other things. I just went
right.
through this in December. My doctor and I were saying, you know, these symptoms just don't seem to make sense and they don't fit the cancer. So what the heck is mm-hmm. going on? I was having a lupus attack. I haven't had one since 2004. I've been
mm-hmm.
stable. And it's like, you know, I'm driving myself crazy trying to figure out what is changed. Why am I not this, that, and the other thing? And the
mm-hmm.
doctor, you know, it was like a light bulb going off when I said, how do you figure out what's the cancer, what's the lupus, what's normal for everybody in the world to get,
mm-hmm.
and then what's rare, because I get all the rare stuff. And when I said lupus, the light bulb went off. He said, that's what this is. This is what, you know, you just need to navigate through all these different pieces. So
mm-hmm.
when you're looking at the psychosocial, the non-medical side, are you able to make your house payment or your rent, or are you being evicted? Is your electric
mm-hmm.
being turned off? Do you have groceries in the house? Are you able to pay for your medicine or you make your co-pays? All these things add stress and add
mm-hmm.
another whole monkey wrench to the whole thing. And it's awesome to have someone, like you said, you've been in the field now for a couple of years. It's also something near and dear to your heart. You have that dedication and you have that understanding of what these patients are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that just adds another whole level of comfort to the patient and to the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I think it helps patients and family members to know that you know, they've got that extra support. They've got somebody to talk to when they've got questions about any of these issues that may come up. And, you know, I think the really wonderful thing about the team here is that we've got a really dedicated team of providers from our physicians and our nurses, social workers, pharmacists, everybody that's involved, even administrative staff at the front desk, and really people that that care how people are doing and care that they are doing the very best that they can with a cancer diagnosis. And that's a really great thing to have on your side when you're going through something like this.
Well, there are so many pieces to the puzzle, and so many times you hear that word, you have cancer. Many people immediately think they're going to die, and unfortunately, there are still too many that do. But that's another whole piece of the non-medical side, especially that adds stress to the whole situation, is what if you do die? I think you talk about advanced directives and do different things, helping people think about that or deal with that or prepare for that.
Yeah, we definitely do. You know, and we're working with patients and with families that are at different parts of you know, the journey, as you call it. So all the way from early diagnosis to, you know, after treatment, and all the way up to if somebody is making a decision about comfort care or hospice services. You know, we're working with patients and families in all of those areas, and you mentioned advanced directives, and that's certainly a conversation that we have with patients and families is what do you want? You know, what are your wishes, and how can we and your family members and your team best honor those wishes that you have for yourself, your care, and just overall for your life? So we do try to have those conversations, and they can be difficult ones, and they can also be ones that really help clarify for patients and families what they want their lives to look like. So I, you know, that's definitely something that we address as part of psychosocial oncology.
And unfortunately, I think a lot of the public also has a perception that people are often elderly when they get cancer. I know certainly growing up in the 50s and 60s and probably even into the 70s, I'm not sure I ever met anyone that was younger than 50 that had cancer. Mm. And that certainly is not the case. We certainly know children get cancer. But there are a lot of teens, 20s, 30s getting cancer these days. A lot of things are getting diagnosed earlier. My own journey started 40 years ago. In the 70s, I was 27, and I was told I was too young to have such a diagnosis. The doctor didn't believe the test results. I don't know what more he wanted. I had a family history, I had symptoms, and he had a positive test in his hand. I don't know what more he wanted, but he didn't believe it. And it's difficult for people who are in their 20s and 30s and 40s, when the rest of the world is out and having a great life and, you know, having parties and doing well, and here you are with this cancer diagnosis. I just lost a friend in my support group meeting who had a 10-year-old, and she unfortunately passed away. It happens way too often. These are the psychosocial things. You need to deal with the family members, so you do need to have those advanced directives. But these young people, hopefully they go through treatment and they get well. And then there are the issues of their intimacy, their spousal relationship, you know, their significant other. There are some really tough topics for you to cover.
Yeah, I think that's Absolutely right, Anna. Just a lot of issues that can come up, and if you've got someone to support you through that, not just family and friends, but maybe a professional, a counselor, a social worker, then you've got somebody to talk through your stresses and your fears and your thoughts and your feelings, and hopefully make that, having those conversations a little bit easier. And, a professional might be able to help you, again, clarify exactly, what you want in different areas of your life, and how to manage might help you manage those areas that are a challenge for you. So that's definitely something that that we do here pretty regularly.
Well, these are some of the topics that you certainly provided to me when we were first talking about getting back on the air after mm-hmm. Jessica left and after you were hired. And I know from my 40-year journey with different cancers and talking and mentoring other patients, these are some major topics that need to be explored. And I would certainly look forward to talking with you or some other professionals that you would like to bring on to the air so that we could talk about these more in depth. Just
Absolutely.
What is an advanced directive, a medical power of attorney, which is different. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about power of attorney. They don't want to give somebody else, access to their money and whatever. It's different when you're talking about medical decisions. And again, mm-hmm. it's a very specific type of power of attorney. And it's needed if you're not awake and able to make these decisions. Somebody needs to be in place. You need to have a plan. So we certainly need to have more shows with you and some other professionals that you'd like to bring on, or anyone. We certainly have a friend named Cindy Carter who does the Cancer Support Foundation that talks a lot about assisting people with the non-medical, the keeping the electric turned on and getting transportation and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Anna's journey would certainly look forward to traveling with you through all this cancer awareness issues that really need to be brought forward that will help other cancer patients deal with what they've got going and where do they turn, what do they need to have on their team, what paperwork do they need to have in place, and, of course, the resources. So I
Absolutely.
Would certainly hope that you will have time to work with us and do this on the last Thursday of every month, if that works out on our schedule. Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan.
That's great. I know time really flies when you're having these phone conversations and you forget that you're actually on the radio and you look at the clock and it's saying, you have just a few more minutes. And it's like, you're kidding. Wait a minute. We just got started. Are there some things that we haven't talked about that you wanted to bring up today?
Well, I think just one thing that I would encourage folks that are listening who may have a family member or a friend, or maybe you yourself have a cancer diagnosis, if you're listening, look for those extra layers of support. If you haven't already connected with a social worker or a counselor or a therapist or somebody that can help you out with all of these other parts of a cancer diagnosis, please reach out to that person. I think many patients would say that it's invaluable to have, again, that extra support, that person who's able to support you, provide some professional guidance, and really give you the information and the resources that you need so that you can manage this journey as best as you can. So that would be the one thing, Anna, that I'd say.
Now, what do we have at Union? I know you certainly have all the medical care, but do you
mm-hmm.
also provide a support group meeting for your patients, for their family members, for what? What do you have available
yes.
at Union?
Well, at this time, we do only have one support group that is that's running, and it is a breast cancer support group on the fourth Tuesday of each month from 4:30 to 6 p.m. It is specifically a group for breast cancer survivors. And we're in the process of looking at our support groups and seeing where else we can provide support in that format. But I do meet with people and family members one-on-one, provide referrals and resources, of course. We are looking at some additional programs, partnering with some of the community organizations that also serve people and their families with cancer. For instance, we have a program coming up that we're partnering with Hopewell Cancer Support. It's located in Lutherville, Maryland, and we're partnering with them to provide a day at Hopewell where people can take part in the different programs that Hopewell has. So we've got a lot we're thinking about, how to improve our programs and provide more to our patients and their families. So more to come on that, Anna.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Hopewell. I actually crossed paths with one of your patients out there, and she mentioned that day at Hopewell because, again, Hopewell, again, is a community resource. They host a breast cancer survivor, an ovarian cancer survivor group. They have a metastatic breast cancer group. They also have a group on Saturday for husbands and wives to attend, or partners. It can be you and your caregiver, you and your spouse, you and your significant other, someplace where that other person, that caregiver, has a chance to vent, you know, their stress and mm-hmm. ask questions. And, I mean, there's just so much. And they have a children's group, you know, from toddlers on up, because it impacts the whole family and the mm-hmm. dynamic of having a parent or a spouse that is sick with cancer. So mm-hmm. it is really mm-hmm. awesome to see you partnering with them. And, you know, again, it just is another piece to the puzzle that people need to realize. Some people just need to vent. Now, I happened mm-hmm. to have a friend in 2009 when I had breast cancer. When my hair fell out, I no longer saw that friend. They could not handle seeing me bald. There are people that just can't handle it. And you're thinking, wait a minute, I'm the one that's sick, you know. But again, it's that stress level. And it's important to have some place for that other person to go to vent and talk and understand what's going on and, you know, get some support. It's mm-hmm. just really an unbelievable dynamic cancer disease that people just really need to realize. There is help out there from all different ways, and the social worker is the key to unlocking all of these services and connections. And it's just wonderful that there are people like you that are dedicated to helping us get through this journey that really, literally, turns your life upside down. I mean, there are mm-hmm. people who lose their job, their home, you know, they go bankrupt. I mean, it is just an unbelievable situation. And right now, there's the added stress of what's going on with our healthcare system and their insurance, and will there be, you know, assistance there for us? And that's just adding a ton of stress that we really don't need. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I don't even listen to it anymore because I have enough to deal with right now with my own cancer. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. First of all, we know Congress is going to argue forever and ever and ever. And whatever they do, we'll have to adjust to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no sense stressing over every news broadcast and every newspaper article. It just, you know, I had a friend on the phone just the other night crying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, well, first of all, you're not going to do anything right now because nothing has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait and see what changes take place. You can't sit there and cry your eyes out worrying about what might happen when it might not happen. You know, let's just chill and take a step back and turn the TV off. Don't watch the news.
Yeah. I think you're right, Anna. I mean, when it comes to, you know, health insurance and maybe how things are going to be covered financially, that's another reason I think connecting with a social worker or somebody that can provide that type of support, you can get more informed and be connected to the resources that would be able to help with coverage of procedures or care, and it's another good reason.
Yeah, don't go, you know, having an all-night pity party that you're going to lose your insurance that you might not lose, you know, I mean, until it happens, you know, and know that the social worker is there, that, you know, you guys have to be jumping through hoops, too, trying to figure out what resources are there to try and ease some of that stress.
Yeah, you're definitely learning and, trying to keep on top of things and get accurate information, so...
Yeah.
We're doing that too.
Well, we thank you so much for giving us part of your morning. Do you want to give out
Anna.
Any contact information if people want to get in touch with you, if they're here in the Baltimore area? Is there a number
they can call our main line. And give me a moment, Anna, while I grab that main line. I realize that I don't actually call our main line very often, so just give me a moment.
I was just going to say, you never call it, so I'm sure you don't know what that number is.
Okay.
But again,
our main line,
one of those things.
It's 410-554-6505. That's the number for the Cancer Center here at Union Memorial Hospital.
That is great. Thank you so much. I won't keep you long because they yell at me when I keep people over time. So I will look forward to talking to you again at the end of July, and we'll figure out what topic we're going to cover next, because it's important, and we really need to help people realize that there is help out there. Thanks a lot, Maria. You take care and have
a
great
day.
Thank
you, Anna. Thanks for having
me. You're
welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've been talking with Maria Cole, who is the social worker at MedStar Union Memorial Hospital in Baltimore City at their cancer center. She does a fantastic job of assisting patients when they're overwhelmed with a cancer diagnosis with what they call psychosocial, the non-medical side, the financial, the emotional, the spiritual, all of those kinds of things, connecting with community resources. It is awesome to have MedStar Union Memorial as part of the Cancer Network in Baltimore through MedStar, with MedStar Union Memorial, MedStar Harbor Hospital, MedStar Good Samaritan, and MedStar Franklin Square Hospital. The four hospitals connect and refer to each other to ensure that all of the specialists cover all of the different possible cancer situations that we have, certainly overwhelming here in the Baltimore area. And fortunately, there are many other services throughout the county and the city with other major health providers. So it is fantastic. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. My airtime sponsor today, once again, was Perfect Publishing. They are mentoring, marketing, and doing social media. They help with book launches. They really do push and help authors to get their book published. You can give them a call at 1-855-646-8887. Get published now. You can contact them by email at info@perfectpublishing.com. You can talk with one of the staff or ask to talk with Ken Roshan. You can go to their website and you can see the names of the authors and our profiles that Perfect Publishing has published over the past couple of years. There are a number of people there, certainly some friends of mine that I have crossed paths with, and there are some awesome books that you really need to think about in terms of putting on your bookshelf. Certainly, thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you happen to have a dog, I have a friend named Jane Rainier, R-A-I-N-I-E-R. She's a canine wellness specialist, and she can answer some questions for you if you give her a call at 410-961-3542. Again, that's 410-961-3542. Her business is called Lucky Dog Wellness, and that's LuckyDogWellness. Look at her website, luckydogwellness.com. There's a lot of information free right there on the homepage, and then there are all kinds of links. She also does pet first aid classes. It's a wonderful resource for our four-legged friends. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. I will be talking with a lady about whether or not our tampons and Kotex pads create cancer. We're going to be talking with a friend who has written a book or two. We're going to be talking to another lady who is really mentoring and helping senior citizens with some of their stresses in life. I have a number of shows coming up. July is going to be a very busy Anna's Journey month. Thanks a lot for listening. Remember, the shows are recorded. The link for replay will be available shortly after I end the show. Thanks a lot. Take care and have a great day.